Butch it up, boys. Time to talk Super Bowl. Finally, time for the Cats and Pats in Houston. Come sundown Sunday, the Carolina Panthers and the New England Patriots will show down in Houston's Reliance Stadium for Super Bowl XXXVIII. Sounds like a video network. The Patriots are riding a 14-game winning streak, and the Panthers are still wiping the playoff remains of the Philadelphia Eagles from their cleats. So there's a chance that the big-ticket commercials aside, television watchers might be distracted by an actual football game on Sunday. Our sports commentator, Ron Rappaport, joins us from Chicago. Ron, thanks for being with
us. Thank you, Scott.
This has the makings of a very even match, doesn't it?
You know, for a game that doesn't have a lot of star power, I mean, you've only heard of Tom Brady. He's about the only big name, the Patriots quarterback. I think that this could be a better game than a lot of people are expecting. You've got New England. They're the league's hottest team, no question. They've won the Super Bowl 2 years ago. But Carolina's a big underdog. And so it's not a situation where you have two teams coming in with a lot to protect in terms of reputation, playing it close to the vest, trying not to lose, which is the sort of attitude that makes most Super Bowls not very good. One of the best parts of the Panthers is the defensive line. Hardly anybody knows who these people are. And Bretton Buckner, the defensive tackle, says, "We're the most boring team in the NFL. All we do is play good defense and run the ball down people's throats." So, you know, Surgeon General's warning right there.
Oh, yeah, well, that'll get a lot of people to tune in. Although the notion that Britney Spears might be burying her midriff is what is what inspires a lot of tune in, if I'm not mistaken.
Absolutely.
But there has been, in the couple of weeks that have led up to the Super Bowl, I think an unusual amount of just kind of little inanities have been going back and forth in the press confrontation.
Well, you know, Super Bowl week gets sillier and sillier every year, Scott. There's a media day on Tuesday where a lot of entertainment types show up, you know, non-sports people, which is fine. But they seem to compete to see who can ask the dumbest question, such as the guy who asked Patriot safety Rodney Harrington where the wildest place he and his wife, and I got to get the exact quote for you, had ever made whoopee. I mean, that's the kind of hard-hitting reporting that we're all looking for. But, you know, even the fans have gotten into this, Scott. The Super Bowl website ran a poll last week asking the all-important question of what they were looking forward to the most, Beyonce Knowles singing the national anthem or Janet Jackson's halftime show. Now, Beyonce won, but what really captured my attention was that 140,000 people answered the question.
Oh, my word. Ron, comes that time when we have to ask you for a prediction.
Well, I think it's going to be a close game, and I think we're going to find out if the game is going to go down to the wire very early. If the Panthers can run the ball, if Stephen Davis or Deshaun Foster can run against that good New England defense, then I think that they've really got a chance. And it's lonely out here on this limb, Scott, but I'm looking for the Panthers winning 20-17.
Really?
That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
I'm going to say the Patriots 14-3.
Looking for a big defensive game, aren't
you? I'm looking for a big defensive game, yeah.
We will see.
But what do I know? I predicted Dennis Kucinich in the Iowa caucuses.
And the Chicago Cubs in the World
Series. But before we move on too far this week, Ron, Seabiscuit got nominated for an Academy Award.
I guess I was a little surprised, Scott. I liked that movie very much, but I thought it was might be a little earnest and slow for Hollywood to be called one of the top five pictures of the year. I also felt it didn't really capture that great race tech nitty-gritty in Laura Hillenbrand's wonderful book. Good movie, no question, but I guess I was surprised.
Well, I understand Seabiscuit is surprised every time he used to read one of your columns, Ron, that you were able to put it together as well. Sure did. All right, Ron Rappaport, our sports commentator here on Weekend Edition, a columnist for the Chicago Sun-Times, where Roger Ebert is looking over his shoulder. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Scott.